Call the meeting to order. First item on the agenda is approval of the agenda. Anybody have anything to add or subtract from the agenda before I ask for a motion to accept the agenda?
I make a motion of...
I make a motion of errors, corrections, the minutes of the previous meeting be adopted.
So moved.
Approved.
You're a step ahead of me, John. This was the agenda.
We need somebody from the committee to make the motion.
We got Garrett making a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll second it.
And we got a second. Moving on to the approval of the minutes that John previously brought up. Anybody have anything they want to add to the minutes from the last meeting? Anybody want to make a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
All right, I got the motion. And we got a fight for the second. All right. Public comments. Anything from the public comments? From the public. Anything, John, that brings you forth here to the presence of the committee?
Just waiting for Wings and Wheels to get going.
Wings and Wheels, we'll discuss it.
This will be recorded, huh?
Any other, you're up to date on your hangar status or anything else?
I had half the roof fixed, which was very nice, instead of the whole, you know, the push. And Colonel said that he's waiting for bids to come in for the doors.
Okay.
Can you get your...
Yeah, I see they got that down as a jet instead of a prop.
Okay. Did you see it, page 10, line 10?
I'll look at it a little later.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. John, you going to be able to get your Fairchild out?
I have them out. I have them up at Sean's, all three of them.
Oh, that's right, that's right. Okay.
Yeah. I got them out, yeah.
Are you planning on bringing those out for Wings and Wheels?
Yeah. I got to get them washed and cleaned up tomorrow, maybe.
All right.
Larry needs some work. I didn't know he was shorthanded, so I'll give him a hand up there. I'm trying to get some of the junk in there cleaned out.
We do have one of the original Tuskegee Airmen coming on Saturday. He was originally come up and just fly with me, and now he's just coming to hang out.
Okay.
Bill was one of the first pilots in 477 composite crew.
All right. Any other public comments from anybody? Going once, going twice, sold. Number five, airport industrial park security, that got listed under me, but I think that was from the last meeting that I had questions about it. So, Jim, I think you have the airport or the county security.
You asked us to invite Joe Kemp, who's with us tonight. Joe's in charge of county security and safety, and I'll let you introduce yourself and explain what you do and all that. But
we're on number.
There were some questions about. It all started because I sent tenants a letter and said that we've changed security. Who does security overnight? And do you still want us to rattle the doors and check your gates and things? And that kind of got this all started, and the question of what do we do, and what are we going to do, what liability do we have, what responsibilities do we have. So that's why Joe's here tonight, is to talk about that. So take
and
it away.
Joe, before you get started, yes. one of the reasons I brought it up was I personally, I'm speaking for not the committee here, but I personally, you know, the more security the better. And for example, if there's some riffraff hanging out at Larry's hangar, which is right behind my hangar, if your folks don't challenge it or chase it off, then maybe tomorrow night after they can't get in his hangar, they might try to get in my hangar.
Sure.
You know, or anybody's hangar. So, you know, my feelings was that to challenge whoever, and of course that's from my two shoes here, but there's some other people in the airport I think have talked to Jim about, well, they don't want anybody challenging or checking the doors, and we can't have 50 different rules for 50 different buildings.
I agree.
So that's why we figured it'd be best to bring you on board and see what your plans of operation were.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.